more polite way of saying it, maybe.
Well, I don't know now, lady, unless you could say, well, my stomach was torn up or something.
Well, you would say what? I think I heard you say the other day, he's filled up or something like that. Be a different way of saying it. What else might you use to say that?
What was your question?
For vomit, another way you'd say that?
Throw up.
Throw up?
Throw up, yes.
You sick your stomach and just throw it up and throw it up. Instead of saying vomit.
Yeah.
Or you say pee and you'd be so sick.
Yeah, that's right. Then, when you were first, when you first got to know Miss, you were dating her. You call that? What words do you use for that?
Well, I would say, well, I'm dating.
What would you have said?
Courting.
Is that what you said?
That's what we back when we was courting. Now we say, well, we're courting. Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever say anything different? Like taking her out or something like that? Would you ever use that?
Yeah, people would say that so-and-so's going to take me out to.
That'd be if you had a date with them.
With whoever it was.
Well, now, suppose when you asked her to marry you, she said no. Well, how would you say that? Well, I asked her to marry me and she what?
Objection.
Is that what
you'd
say?
She, you mean that she would say no?
Yeah, you were telling someone what happened. I asked her to marry me, but she what?
Turned you down.
She.
I heard that.
Turned you down.
Done what? Oh, turned me down.
Yeah. Would you say you have said that?
Well, no.
What did y'all used to say back then about something like that? She turned him down. She did what?
Well, she turned her back on me or something like that, you know.
Okay. Anything else? Can you think of?
No.
Is there a serious way of saying it? She was.
Well, I can say, well, she was serious about in the way she spoke it, say,
yeah.
Or something like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, a serious way of saying she refused to marry you.
Yes.
So she was. Okay, then, what did she say you called it when people would get out under the window and make a lot of noise with kind of music?
Serenading.
Okay. And then the bride would have some girls for attendance. You call them a what? Call them what?
What?
Matrons.
Have matrons? Uh-huh.
Bride
maid. What, that's the word I was looking for.
Matron is the one. That's her and others are bride.
Uh-huh. Say it louder, I mean.
Bride maid.
That's what I wanted. I couldn't quite hear you. I'm afraid it wouldn't go on. Okay, if you wanted to say, if you had a friend that lived, well, he was either on the same property as Mr. Brown's house or right next to it, you would say, he lives, what, the Brown's place.
Well, you could say he lived next to the Brown property.
Or if he lived on it, maybe.